This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we get lots of letters, but they are fascinating letters in some respects. And let me explain why. Sometimes, of course, they just hate us. Sometimes they love us. Sometimes they accuse us of weird stuff. But then, well, there's this email we got from somebody a couple of weeks ago. I guess after 4 years of listening to the PowerCast, they have decided to set us adrift and listen to something else. Okay, you know, people are entitled to their opinions. But in this particular case, this person is blaming it on, after listening to the episode we did with Bruce McAbee, that we are political activists. Randall, are you a political activist?
We are. I mean, that was said in the form of a question, as in, we are, with a surprise mark after it. I don't consider myself to be a political activist at all. Maybe to some extent, I fit into the field of ufology activists, trying to raise public awareness for that. I mean, even that, nowhere to the extent of, say, someone like Stephen Bassett. What was their reasoning behind this, Gene? Tell us a little bit more. Like, did they give us an example?
Of course not. Now, I can trace myself back to the time I was 22 years old, which is 3 or 4 centuries ago. My first wife, Geneva, and I signed up for the Young Republicans. That lasted about a year. Of course, Republicans in those years were not like Republicans of today. Anyway, I responded to this person, and I said, we're not political activists. You know, very straightforward answer. The email address they gave was fake.
We really just don't pay attention to that sort of thing then. I mean, if anything, I consider myself to be somewhat of a peaceful anarchist. So I'm not sure if anarchism and activism are compatible, but that's me.
I don't consider myself any of these things either. But I do not like the idea when somebody writes us and doesn't have the courage to give a proper email address. I mean, what do they expect? Do they think I will find out where they live and send the political correctness police to demonstrate in front of their home or office? What do they expect?
You know, we've got a secret wing of agents that handle this for us, and now we know all about it, and trust me, they'll find out who you are, and, you know, just keep looking over your shoulder, buddy, because you never know when it's going to happen.
We will send the ghost of Gray Barker after them. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. MJ Banias, tell me honestly, forthrightly, are you a political activist?
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, I'm Canadian, so let me begin by saying I apologize for anything I'm going to say for the next couple hours.
Well, wait a minute. Canadians do not apologize.
We say sorry a lot. I'm not sure if I'm a political activist. I think at the end of the day, we all sort of stand for something politically. Do I go out of my way to publicly claim my political affiliation? No, but I also assume that everyone else is Canadian. So I just assume everyone sort of has like socialized healthcare, and, you know, we're all just communists enjoying our free medicine and free education and government controlled dairy products. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm a political activist, but I'm just kind of used to the way my life is here in Canada. So it's different, I think.
Well, it's interesting here to watch the political winds. There's a TV show in Canada that you may or may not know. It's been around almost half your life. It's called Murdoch Mysteries.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, they call it like a steampunk show where it has sci-fi elements of the late 19th and early 20th century. Okay. But they also do political commentary. So occasionally you'll see an American brought in there, and this takes place during the fictional Toronto Police Department of the, as I say, late 19th, early 20th century. And you can see a little bit of the snarky back and forth about how they treated those folks down south of them. It is a fun show. I recommend it. It's something of a change. And the reason we picked up on it is mostly because of the fact that right now, a lot of the TV shows that people watch have been delayed because of the pandemic. So it's time to catch up on back catalog. And that's got 13 years of back catalog to catch up on. Here, you can get it through Acorn TV. I have no idea in Canada or in other countries. MJ, we're so happy to have you back. And I know in our forum, Randall mentioned your last appearance, which is back in 2019, as one of the best Paracast interviews ever of 2019 or even longer.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm honored. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been far too long since we've had you on, and apparently you've been a pretty busy guy.
Yes.
You are. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life these days.
Well, listen, first I want to apologize, actually, Randall and Jean, both to you guys, because at times you'll send me a message, and I mean to get back to you, but then, you know, my wife goes into labor, or I have to suddenly write an article on a deadline, or I'm at work, or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of these odd times where your messages pop up in my inbox, and then I can't get back to you, and then I literally forget about you, because I just have, like, a million other things. So, listen, I want to apologize, first and foremost, that at times I don't always message you back in a fast enough or a reasonable amount of time. But yeah, no, listen, life's been crazy busy. I recently had my third child. My eldest just started school. I've been doing a lot of writing, working on a lot of projects for TV and film, predominantly sort of in a consulting capacity. So it's been a very, and then I work a day job to pay my mortgage. So it's been a fairly busy 2019 and 2020. Things are starting to kind of slow down, but then, you know, they're ramping back up with my new new project that I'm working on with Tim McMillan and Micah Hanks, who are friends of the show. And it's just kind of, yeah, things are going crazy. So it is fairly busy in my life right now.
Well, hey, congratulations on boy number two, child number three. Now, to put things in perspective here, and MJ doesn't mind that we mention this. MJ is 34. He was 34 in July. My son is 34. He was 34 on Batman's birthday, which is February 19th. That's one of the birthdays given for Batman. I mention that because my son is decidedly not a Batman. But on the other hand, the key here is we're dealing with the fact that our guest, to show you how old I am, is slightly younger than my son. I mean, that is almost freaky.
Well, we need young people in the field, and this is really awesome that you are carrying on in the field with an interest in not just UFOs, but I imagine the paranormal and another wide range of interests. I'd like to know more about this project that you were just talking about that you'll be working on with Tim McMillan and Micah Hanks. What's that all about?
Sure. So this has sort of been it's been a lot of hullabaloo recently. We announced that the three of us are starting a news site. It's called The Debrief. I would encourage everyone to go on Facebook or Twitter and you know, like us and follow us. You can find us at Debrief Media on Twitter, and then on Facebook it's just I believe just at The Debrief. You'll find us anyway, or just shoot me a message at MJ Benias is fine. And it's a news media site that's dedicated to basically news stories about emerging science technology, emerging defense technology, and as well as just overall filling a certain niche in. The market that exists concerning the topic of UFOs, other sort of esoteric maybe phenomena or anomalies that exist, and treating them with, you know, the respect they deserve.
MJ Benias is going to debrief us. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the podcast.
Hello, Paracast people. I'm Greg Carlwood, the host of the Higher Side Chats podcast, an uninterrupted and action-packed interview-based show where I talk to some of the brightest minds for our troubled times about all things paranormal, occult, esoteric, and conspiratorial. After 10 years, we've heard it all. Alien moon bases, archons, hollow earth, technocratic and biomedical agendas, magic, mind control, and Lovecraftian monsters. Oh my. Usually, the first hour of the show is free, and the second hour is for members who sign up for the Higher Side Chats Plus at $8 a month. But praise be, we're giving Paracast listeners 2 free weeks of Plus when you use the all caps coupon code PARACAST. Go to thehiresidechats.com, sign up with the code PARACAST, and dive into the nearly never-ending archive of great interviews I've been lucky enough to get over the years, from David Politis to David Icke, and many, many guests not named David. Check it out. You're going to love it. All right, Gene, was that good? Can we use that one?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So MJ Benias is here and he's telling us about this new project. And he's here to debrief us about a lot of stuff. Now, I assume the site is just getting up as of the time that we record this show. So as time passes, you'll be fleshing it out with content, right?
Yeah, the plan is to release news stories on a daily basis. Obviously, it's just the three of us, so it's going to start off, you know, at a slightly slower pace. Our plan is to release an article or two, maybe three a day. You know, as time goes on, hopefully we can, you know, start picking up some more writers, whether freelance or on contract, and start pumping out sort of more content. But the focus mainly being on emerging exotic science, emerging technology, and defense. And basically, we want to look at where science technology is going to be in the next century. You know, we're sort of looking at the future of technology and scientific discovery and where we're going to be as a species. So you can expect a lot of articles concerning artificial intelligence, concerning space and astronomy, lots of articles concerning health and medicine into the future and you know, the prolonging human life. And like I said, the occasional article about unidentified aerial phenomena, perhaps something, you know, even a little more esoteric, like remote viewing and some of the studies that were done there. And we're also going to look at sort of, you know, regular good old fashioned science and technology of today, but really filling the niche of providing some respectful and rigorous research and dialogue concerning UFOs, predominantly as an issue of national security, of scientific development, of technological development. You know, unfortunately, there's no mainstream news source out there that really treats the subject with consistent respect. And that's where the debrief wants to fill that void. We want to treat this topic with the respect it deserves and not devolve into one, sort of ridiculous speculation, or two, playing X-Files music in the background as we talk about the subject and putting on our tinfoil hats.
Well, you know what? I should tell you, everybody, since you're covering the 21st century, that Warp Drive will be invented in 2063 by Zefram Cochrane.
That's right. And the Vulcans will show up.
That's right. And the Vulcans in Star Trek Discovery will have reunited with the Romulans, but that is a spoiler of the First Order. Don't ask me to explain any of that because I don't cover it.
If you're talking about season 3 of Discovery, I haven't seen all of the episodes thus far. So if you just dropped a big spoiler, I'm going to be furious.
Well, I kind of did, but it's not enough to really make a difference. There's an article about it.
It's been nice being on your show, Gene. Thanks very much. I'll see you guys later.
No, we're going to beam you back. We're going to beam you back. And you'll be stuck here. You'll be stuck in the Phantom Zone. Now, that's the wrong series. Anyway, seriously speaking, will you also be writing about culture in ufology as you've done in your own work?
You know, I think that will be something I may potentially continue doing with other publications. Our focus at the debrief is predominantly science and technology news. You know, at times we might dabble in aspects of culture, but realistically, our focus is to talk about not only scientific and technological developments today, but what they mean for us as time goes on. So when we, you know, if we talk about, for example, you know, right now I'm researching, for example, an article on unmanned, like lethal drones, lethal unmanned aerial vehicles, so military drones, and really looking at what's going to happen in the next 50 years as these drones become cheaper, as they become easier to use, and ultimately as governments are better able to buy them. What does that mean when the older models or when governments decide to put them in the hands of, let's say, non-state actors or terrorist groups? So are we going to be dealing with, you know, in the next 50 years, you know, terrorist organizations that have access to military grade, you know, weaponized drones? And what does that mean for national defense? What does that mean for us? So, you know, ultimately that's kind of the focus of the site, kind of talking about the world today, where technology and science is today, and then extrapolating out into the future and exploring where we are potentially going to be in 50 years and in a century. While culture, I think, is a part of that, we can definitely dabble in that. The focus right now is to stick to sort of just the facts and the science.
If you check Wikipedia, there is something called the IXS Enterprise, which is a concept of a possible craft that could use a warp drive of some sort. So they're really looking at this stuff and considering it.
And that's what we want to do. right? And I think the question of unidentified aerial phenomena and UFOs, and even aspects of let's say, paranormal events, remote viewing, you know, telekinesis, psychokinesis, and even into sort of the even stranger stuff, you know, I think there's a place and room in the scientific community and in scientific endeavor and technological endeavor to try and understand sort of what these things are. You know, I'll be frank, there's been a lot of hubbub about an article that we're going to drop sort of shortly after our launch concerning UAP and concerning significantly more information about the UAP task force that's running out of the Pentagon and the Office of Naval Intelligence. And I think the big takeaway from that article, and I think the big takeaway from overall, the overall theme of just what we're going to do is really looking at, you know, what does this mean when the best military in the world is unable to identify an object? And then their top brass go on the record for the first time, maybe sort of pointing at these objects and saying, like, we can assure you that these are not Chinese or Russian made, nor are they our own. So who's flying these things, right? And I think that that's kind of where people need to start kind of understanding the UFO topic is maybe headed in a bit more of an official capacity, a bit more official way to see that the UFO topic is not just some farmer in his field who got abducted by little gray aliens. You know, we're now dealing with national security issues. We're dealing with the military engaging with objects that it can't identify. And moreover, is prepared to sort of say it's definitely not us. And it's definitely not somebody we've fought before, or at least we're watching currently. So, you know, what does this mean for us, and what does this mean for our future, right? What can we then glean from this information as a species and moving into the 22nd century? You know, what is this overall kind of adjustment in the laws of physics and the laws of aviation and propulsion and all that mean for us? And that's sort of where this site wants to go. We want to take what we know now, extrapolate out, for example, like you just mentioned, the warp drive, and see, you know, is this something that's feasible scientifically? And who are the scientists at the very cutting edge of their field? Who are the scientists at the very fringes of physics and chemistry and biology and the rest? What are they saying about concepts such as the warp drive, for example, or other propulsion systems? And what are they working on right now? And how can we make that more of a reality today?
Today, we're going to pause a moment here. We've got MJ Benias. We're talking about Debrief, his new project that, amongst other people involved, our friend Micah Hanks, and we look forward to this. And he's giving us more information of the kind of news it will provide. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has dismissed a lower court order that put a hold on the state's election certification process. The suit that prompted the hold, led by Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, had sought to invalidate all of the more than 2.5 million mail-in ballots in the state, calling the changes to Pennsylvania's absentee voter laws unconstitutional. The 7-judge panel disagreed, saying the time limit to challenge the voting law passed last year had expired. The San Francisco 49ers and Stanford Cardinal football teams will have to find a temporary home after new coronavirus restrictions were put in place prohibiting contact sports in Santa Clara County, California.
Update today to the Professional Sports and Collegiate Sports Directive will temporarily suspend activities that require direct physical contact or interaction in Santa Clara County.
James Williams of the Santa Clara County Council there. This is USA Radio News. The UK will start cracking down on big tech by the end of the year. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day known as the busiest shopping day of the year was down by more than half on Friday. The company estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I wanted to just get back to one thing here. Having mentioned the Pentagon's UAP task force, 2 weeks ago, we had Stephen Bassett on the show. Of course, he is a lobbyist. He is focusing less on science than on the practical matter of what is it that this task force can do? Are they a meaningful way to learn more about UFOs, UAPs, than simply come out and say, well, they don't represent a threat to our national security. Goodbye. What's your take on it and its potential?
Sure. I think where Steve and I, and I think Steve myself, like where I think myself, Micah, and Tim McMillan differ from Steve is I think Steve rests on the side that the UAP task force or the government, or at least, you know, members of the government are aware that and have evidence that, you know, let's say an extraterrestrial intelligence or something is visiting Earth, and they're holding on to this evidence and they're hiding it from us for some purpose, typically nefarious. And his job in all this is to try and force them to sort of show their cards. I think, you know, all of our sources within the UAP task force and all the individuals we've spoken to, you know, I think they are probably not as aware of really what's going on as maybe Steve thinks. I think there's a lot of confusion within the Office of Naval Intelligence, within the Pentagon, within all the intelligence structures and military branches as well, Air Force, Navy. These objects sort of are there. They pop in and out. They, you know, they show up, but the inherent problem is no one's really been able to catch one or get enough information about one to sort of be able to come up with a workable hypothesis or theory that exists sort of closer to the realm of fact and not to the realm of speculation.
Bassett believes they do know the answer, and they do have the wreckage of crashed spaceships ready.
Okay, so you know, that's even more to one side than I think we're necessarily prepared to go, and where we believe that the UAP task force is. I don't think they have wreckage of anything. I think they don't know what's going on as much as we don't know what's going on. The difference might be they have the resources, for example, to track these objects, obviously much better than, like, for example, civilian organizations can. They have the military infrastructure to engage with them in some way, as we've seen with the Tic Tac, and as we've seen with the footage from the gimbal and the Go Fast out of TTSA and the New York Times. You know, they have the ability to scramble a jet, for example, to record a video of it, where, you know, a civilian group like MUFON, for example, will never be able to do that. But I'm not convinced, of all the sources we've spoken to out of the Pentagon and the Office of Naval Intelligence and in the Air Force and in the Navy, I'm not convinced that they have any idea of what's actually going on. I think they're as stumped as the rest of us. The inherent problem is when you have the Air Force and the Navy or your intelligence organizations being stumped. This leads to problems, right? No intelligence organization wants to say, well, yeah, we don't know what's going on, because ultimately then it's an intelligence failure. We need to be better than that, they would sort of say. We need to know what's going on. But the problem is the phenomenon, whatever it is, whatever these things are, whoever they belong to, whether they're from somewhere else or whether they're local to Earth, whoever these things belong to seem to be doing things that, you know, they shouldn't be able to do. And again, from a military perspective, from an intelligence gathering perspective, that raises a lot of eyebrows, because it's really their job and their duty to understand what these things are. And when they perform in ways that contradict that, or when they act in ways that contradict that, or when it comes to trying to chase one down, and the best military in the world can't, we get, you know, stuck in this weird world of like, oh crap, what do we do next? And I think that that's where maybe this task force is trying to fill that gap. What is the next step?
Oh, okay. So, wow, a lot to cover there. First of all, we know Micah Hanks, really smart guy. We're talking about, the Grailian report, very level-headed, pretty talented too. Tim McMillan, we're not as familiar with. Now, I'm assuming here, and I'm just guessing, I could be wrong, that you're talking about Tim McMillan, the writer that works with Popular Mechanics. Retired police lieutenant, intelligence analyst from Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
Very good. So tell us a little bit more about Tim's background and how he fits into the picture.
Tim is a Russian spy. No, I'm just joking. He's going to kill me for saying that. Tim is, I've known Tim now for a few years. I can be honest, he was never really a UFO guy, actually. He was a police officer for a long time. After he retired from the police force, he did a lot of consulting work, for other law enforcement agencies, such as the FBI. He did a stint with some other, I believe, intelligence groups. Again, just consulting work. Predominantly his area of expertise, is psychology. So how to glean information from other people and how to collect, information from them, you know, sort of, how do I say this sort of in a way that doesn't sound insidious? How to build a relationship with people and then have them communicate with you the information that you want to get from them, right? That's sort of his expertise.
Right, develop sources. That's, I mean, every journalist, investigative journalist, needs to develop sources. And that brings me to the next question. Who exactly have you been talking to? It sounds like you've been talking to people who are actually on active duty in the Department of Defense in the United States, and perhaps Canada. So tell us more about who exactly you've been talking to.
Yeah, so this is the inherent problem that I can't necessarily get into. Listen, it's no secret that, I've written many articles, and Tim's written articles, and we've interviewed sort of at length individuals such as Luis Elizondo, Chris Mellon. We've generally spoken to sort of the whole cast and crew of To the Stars Academy, and all those individuals.
When it comes to, Hang on. Okay, so that's kind of what I figure, and most of our audience is fairly well informed about those players. Are there others that nobody knows about yet?
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, but you've got some of your own contacts as well. And, that's really interesting. Now, how is it then? We're already seeing the Two of the Stars Academy people try to do this. We're seeing the SCU, formerly the Coalition for Ufology, change to Aerospace Studies, I believe.
Unidentified Aerospace Studies.
And, so, I mean, what is going to set you apart, and how do you plan on competing with those guys, and why did you guys decide to go independent as opposed to, say, teaming up with the SCU or the TTSA?
Right. So I think initially, I would just right off the bat say, you know, Tim, myself, and Micah, we're journalists sort of at heart. We write news stories, and we write features and do investigative pieces for journalistic organizations, right? Tim and I have both written for Vice, Popular Mechanics. I've written for the Globe and Mail. Mike has written for Mysterious Universe. I think he's done a few stints with some local papers and some sort of regional papers in his area. So we're all journalists. The Scientific Coalition for Ufology, or Scientific Coalition for Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, that's not a journalistic organization, right? That's a research group. You could sort of say they're a think tank. We are not, and our strength is not doing research in that sort of way. We're storytellers and we're journalists. And same thing for TTSA. TTSA is not a journalistic organization. It's not a news site. Again, it's a sort of think tank / research group / entertainment company.
We have to do a break here. But with TTSA, you know, when you go to that site, sometimes it's not even possible to know what they are. MJ, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out TheParacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I mean, if you go to the TTSA site, MJ Benias, I challenge you to tell me, without spending a little time going through it, what it's all about.
I think it's supposed to be framed as a sort of think tank slash media company. But again, you're right. It's pretty nebulous and nobody really knows what it is. Tim, myself, and Micah wanted to create a news site that focuses on the topics we were interested in covering. And I think, you know, we need to be pretty clear. You know, the debrief will cover anomalistics, as I call it, right? Sort of the study of UAP or other sort of odd phenomena. But it's not going to be exclusively that. And I think that readers who are sort of looking for an exclusively sort of UFO related site, I think the debrief is not going to be what they're expecting. We're going to do a lot of news stories about, you know, very, very sort of prosaic concepts that people deal with on a regular basis in the scientific and technological communities. You know, again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, Tim, Micah, and myself, we're journalists at heart, and we couldn't find a place really in the SCU or TTSA that would let us do that. You know, and that being said, I'm a member of the SCU. You know, I'm an affiliate member. I think what they're doing is really important, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for that organization. But, you know, it's not a journalistic organization. They don't do the news, and that's what we want to do. We want to be a news site that covers these topics and covers other topics on sort of the scientific fringes and the technological fringes that no one else is really covering, and giving respect to those fringes that I think they deserve.
Putting this all in perspective, we live in a world where some groups of people, a far surprising number, consider science and mainstream media, news people, as the enemy of the state. So launching a technology-oriented site that deals with science, how do you navigate those waters?
I think this is, and I'll be frank, I think this is, I'll also be MJ, that's a terrible joke, sorry. I think that this is largely an American phenomenon. I don't think that the rest of the world, especially in the West, has really abandoned science for other things, and the mainstream media as sort of being this sort of dark cabal of deep state actors. This is predominantly a U.S. thing. Websites about science and technology are going to be around for a really long time because that's the way the world's going. I think we enter these kind of brief stints when people become nervous, they become anxious, you know, like COVID-19, for example, is a great example of a thing that's making people really anxious and nervous and depressed. So they start to latch on to this idea that the mainstream media and that, you know, scientific discovery is some sort of grand conspiracy. But I think that will pass. And I think sort of the world, and I think the United States will sort of eventually wake up. This is not something that sort of is occurring in Canada. This isn't really something that's occurring in the rest of sort of the Western world. So I'm not too concerned about launching a media company about science and technology. I mean, really, let's be honest, this is the time to launch a website about science and technology. We are literally on the cusp of finding water on the moon. SpaceX is launching people to the International Space Station successfully. They've finally gotten FAA clearance to do so sort of at will. NASA is planning to put people on Mars by 2036. I mean, we live in the era of this sort of rejuvenated race and sprint to find the unknown. We are literally exploring the final frontier of sort of physical space. And that's what this website wants to do. It wants to extrapolate out from where we are now into the future. Where will we be in 2036? Will we make it to Mars? What is the big hurdle? And beyond that, into the 22nd century.
Sorry to break in here, but you know, this reminds me of what I thought was a really cool magazine back in the day called Omni.
Yeah.
Where they did exactly this. It wasn't quite as dry as Scientific American, but it wasn't like as way out there as a number of others, you could say, you know, that would delve right into, you know, like say UFO magazine or something like that. So, but it's like right in between. But will you feature any kind of fiction or that type of thing?
Yeah, you know, again, at this moment, it's just the three of us. So we are going to do what we can sort of with, you know, three guys doing this.
Right. You're going to be competing then directly with Scientific American and like astronomy.com. I mean, those kind of.
To a point, I think where we're going to be different, I think we're going to set ourselves apart, and this is sort of essential, is I think magazines like Scientific American, like Astronomy.com, like Discovery, like Quartz, all of these Nautilus, all these sort of scientific magazines and technology magazines, they're incredibly focused on the sort of highbrow. We're going to give you all of the statistics and the details and the information to the point where a normal reader, someone like myself who has some background in science or some background in technology, will look at that and say, listen, this is way too much. Like, I can't digest. I can't read computer algorithms that are put on a page. The algebra that you're using or the calculus that you're using that you've written out for me here is a little beyond me. What we want to do is we want to take that information. We're going to scrape that information and we're going to bring it down to a level. And we're going to debrief our readers. We're going to give you what you need to know about the scientific discovery, what you need to know about this new technology, what you need to know about this new defensive measure that the U.S. Space Force is enacting, what you need to know about space warfare, what you need to know about going to Mars. And we're going to debrief that. We're going to boil that down for you so that it's easy to understand, so that you can look at your phone, look at your laptop, get the information you need within a few sentences, read more if you want, and then you can move on to the next story, right? Our job is to take complicated ideas and debrief our readers on them so they can make a decision, or at least they can have an idea of what, you know, what interests them and what they want to read more of in an effective way. So, it's funny that you mentioned Omni. Omni's a great example of, like you said, sort of this magazine that would take these complicated futuristic scientific ideas and bring them down to a level that people like you and I, who just, you know, we want to sit around a bar and have a beer and talk about sort of where the world's going next, right? We want to talk about this cool technology that's being developed and then, you know, just have a conversation. That's ultimately what the debrief is going to do.
We're going to allow
you to have those conversations.
I absolutely love this idea. We've got a thread on the Paracast community forums called A Science a Minute, and where I'll just post interesting things like that. One of them is recently was deep fakes. And now we've got where computer graphics are so good. There's no more uncanny valley anymore. It can create on its own characters that look completely lifelike and replace existing characters in films with them so that you can't tell the difference between who was the original actor and who has been replaced.
Well, of course, they brought back Carrie Fisher in the last Star Wars film.
Right.
And of course, she died before the previous film was done. So, you know, you don't have to get rid of that. I mean, you can have a Superman TV show, brand new material, and it will star George Reeves.
Exactly. It could.
And George Reeves died in 1959 at the age of 45. So just imagine that. And you wouldn't know the difference. The voice, the timbre. Of course, we also have AI being developed. And it starts to look to me like, gee, the holographic doctor from Star Trek. We think of that as happening in the Star Trek Voyager universe, Star Trek Next Generation universe. But, you know, it's going to be 20 years from now.
Yeah, at the rate things are going. A real milestone.
I just hope Robert Picardo can record the voice of the real holographic doctor, because we need something that's really sounds really, really positive. Not positive, but let's just say knowledgeable. And Robert Picardo certainly sounded like a doctor, I guess. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
I just wasn't sure you were done yet.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I'm done yet. I think people have been trying to make me decide whether I'm done or not. It's Debrief Media, and it's an adventure that is beginning now, and it's going to bring technology down to the people, I guess, considering Popular Mechanics being an example of bringing mechanics down to the people, or popular science, that is a tradition certainly worth considering. So we don't have to know our algebra or trigonometry, although I know a bit of both, or did, you know, 50 years ago before I forgot it all. MJ, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.